This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, but not TikTok.
Yes.
And so it reset at the point of life. I need some more information about you. Plus, prison life. Good.
إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري من البحر
تجري في البحر
بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب.
جزاك الله خير. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مرحبا بكم في برنامجنا التفسير الميسر. We're back into our برنامج, our series تفسير سورة البقرة, سورة البركة. This سورة filled with blessings, the greatest سورة, أعظم سورة في القرآن, and inside of it, it embeds the greatest آية in the Quran. سورة البقرة أعظم سورة, وسورة آية الكرسي أعظم آية. Right, so you have the greatest سورة with the greatest آية in it, which has also has the longest ayah in the Quran is in Surah Al-Baqarah. The longest ayah, and one page, ayah to Dain, the ayah of Dain or debt, that talks about the debt. It's also the longest ayah, the greatest surah, the greatest ayah, all about Surah Al-Baqarah. Where with these 10 signs that Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about, Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard, Allah starts with talking about the creation of the heavens and earth. خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَةِ وَالْأَرْضِ and the affirmation of the day and night, all the alternation of the day and night. وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ and Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the ships that sail in the sea for the benefits of humanity. We will talk about every sign, and in fact, every sign requires one seminar or one khutbah in itself, but inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll try to summarize everything beautifully inshaAllah ta'ala in this session, bi-ibnillah. From the skies reviving the earth after its death, and the rain that sends down, that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent down from the skies, reviving the earth after its death, the scattering of all kinds of creatures throughout the shifting of the winds and the clouds drifting between the heavens and earth. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about all these signs, and at the end he says, all of this are surely signs for people of understanding, people with intellect. لآيات لقوم يعقلون. يعقل. Why يعقلون? We will talk about these people who have reached the, not just the skies, the moons, right? So they have so much know-how, science, yet they are not يعقلون. Why they are not يعقلون? So Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about al-uqul. Why particularly this intellect? People with sound intellect, they will realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For sure. العقول السليمة تنفي وجود آلهة أخرى مع الله عز وجل. Any sound intellect, somebody with a sound brain will deny the fact that there could be anything or another God other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it makes no sense. لو كان فيهما آلهة لا فسدتها. If there were too many gods in this earth will be spoiled. If you remember last time when we had our last session, one God that says, I want the rain, and the other God that says, I want the sun to shine. So this God says so, and the other God says so. لَفَسَدَتَ. Even this heart can only, Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He, you know, gave us, when He created man with only one heart. As He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ فِي مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not place two hearts in a person's body. You only have one heart. If there were two hearts, again, there will be a conflict between this heart and that heart. This heart wants to love, this other heart wants to hate, and so on and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ آيات تدل على سعة رحمة الله سبحانه وتعالى وكرمه وفضله وعلمه. أولا خلق السماوات والأرض. Brothers, the very first thing is the creation of the heavens and earth. السماء والأرض. Do you know if the سماء was not present, if the سماء did not exist, it will be, this earth will be in total darkness. Why? Because there will be no stars, there will be no sun, there will be no masabih. يعني you will live in constant darkness. زينا الدنيا وزينا الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين. Allah says we adorn this dunya, this world, with masabih. What is masabih? It's like these lamps or lanterns. Why? To illuminate or to give light or nur to this earth. أعظم المصابيح. The greatest of this masabih, you have the moon and the sun. The moon has a job, has a mandate. So is the sun. The sun has also a job. One of the jobs of the sun, subhanAllah, is to give light, is to give nur. And also the nujum, the stars. What are the jobs of the stars? Have you ever thought about it? Some people, they look at the sky, saw a beautiful sky with all these beautiful signs and the beautiful stars. But these stars, they have a job, they have a mandate. They have, subhanAllah, an obligation that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. This nujum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nujum means stars. He's the one who made these stars to guide you through the days or the darkness of the night. People who travel in the midst of the sea, subhanAllah. Before, now they have GPS and all these technologies. But before, it was just through the stars. They would know where the direction of the north or south or whatnot by just looking at the stars. علم الفلك, the science of al-falak, as we say, right? So before wasn't, people did not have no instruments as today that we do, all these technologies. But before it was all through, subhanAllah, they would know the month and the days and whatnot through these stars. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Quran. خلق السماوات والأرض, the creation of the heavens and earth. And then he talks about the stars and the masabih, the al-nujum. And then he talks about أنزل من السماء المطر, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla sends down the rain from the sky. Again, if there was no sky, there would be no rain. And when we say rain, we say khair. What did Nuh tell his people? وقال نوح استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. Nuh told his people, seek forgiveness from your Lord. إنه كان غفارا, He shall forgive you. And then when He forgives you, what will He give you? He says, number one, يُنسي للسماء عليكم مدرارا. He will send the rain from the sky upon you. And rain is a sign of khair, a sign of good, sign of revival, a sign of life. Rain, right? So when you talk about al-qamar, al-qamar يذكرك بوجه الله. هذا للناس لأولي الألباب. When you talk about the moon, the Prophet Muhammad told the Sahaba one day, you see this full moon? Yes. Do you have any doubt? No, Ya Rasulullah, it's very clear. Look at the moon, it's very clear. And then the Prophet told them, you shall see the face of your Lord on the Day of Judgment, just like you see this moon right now. So clear. That's how you shall see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shams should remind you of the Day of Judgment. Do you know both this qamar and the shams? The shams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He says, why the Day of Judgment? People will be under the sun on the Day of Judgment. The sun will be on top of the heads. People will be sweating. This is on Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is Yawm al-Hisab. People naked, barefooted, the sun on top of the head. So this sun has an obligation or has a duty, right? Yet the sun, subhanAllah, also makes a person think of the Day of Judgment. So Allah says, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This sama, this sky that you see there, you look at it on a bright, beautiful day, it's blue. But do you know where it is created from? This sama is created from dukhan. What is dukhan? Dukhan means smoke. The sama that you see there is made of smoke. Who says? Man qal? What's my evidence? Allah. In the Quran, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان. فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He turned towards the heaven, when it was smoke. So from this smoke, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created seven skies, subhanahu wa ta'ala. طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت. And then He created the earth. So He created the sky first, the dukhan first. The dukhan, which is the smoke. And then from the dukhan, He created the skies. And then after the skies, He created the earth. One after another, and everything is meticulously created and sequenced. Why sequence? You will see. It has the earth has to come before the sky. And the sky had to come before the smoke, and so on and so forth. And then after the earth, He created al-jibal. He created mountains. Why mountains? وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and the earth was tilting. This earth, when Allah created the earth was not stable. Imagine. Imagine if there was no mountains. Imagine if there was no alternation between day and night. Because He will talk about this. Allah will say that. There was no alternation. It's always day or always night. How would life be? Like the life in the North Pole. 24 hours of constant day during summer, or 24 almost hours of constant night during the winter. How can a person live there? There are people living there, but subhanAllah, maybe they just go and work, and it's so hard to have this type of life when it's constant day or constant night. This alternation. So here, this earth that Allah created was not stable, it was tilted. If there were no mountains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you know, this earth will throw you into the oceans. You'd be walking in swaying, and then you will be thrown into the ocean. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created the earth, that it was tilting with no stability, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created to mountains to stabilize the earth. And then from this earth, Allah created water. This water that springs out from the earth. Then you have these oceans. Allah is telling you all this. Look this, look at that, look at all these creations. How can you worship someone other than Allah? Eventually this will be the conclusion. All this, who can create them other than Allah? As if the message is for you and I, and also for those atheists, or those who make others other than Allah, or associate others other than Allah. These that you are worshipping, can they create the earth and the sun? What was that conversation, that dialogue that happened between Ibrahim and al-Namrud? قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب. And Namrud says, I give life and death. He says, okay. Allah brings the sun from the east. Bring the sun from the west. Can you do that? فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. How can we live if there was always constant, perpetual night until the day of judgment? And Allah keeps saying in these ayat, جَعْلَ لَكُمْ. It's all lakum. It's all for you. Allah, you know, is not in need of anything. It is all for you. In Surah Amma Yatasa'alun, An-Naba. وَجَعْلَ لَكُمْ وَجَعْلَ لَكُمْ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. Or in other ayah, وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ السَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. يعني all this, Allah keeps saying, لَكُمْ, لَكُمْ, for you, this is all for you. So that you can live, so that you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, after this, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. After this ihsan that Allah Azza wa Jal has done, how can you worship someone other than Him? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. How can you deny all these ni'mat? Because you have ni'mat, you have ala, and you have ayat. Ni'ma, brothers and sisters, quickly, just so you understand the difference between ni'ma, ni'ma and ala. Ni'ma is it refers to a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on you. It's a ni'ma on you, particularly just you. Eyes, nose, hands, ni'ma for you, right? Your health, your butt, ni'ma for you. Whereas Allah, it is for you and for others. Sign, you know, Allah is something that Allah has bestowed on you and bestowed on others. This is Allah. فَبَأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You will not be able to enumerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Al-Ala أعظم من النعماء. Al-Ala is the greater than ni'ma. Allah is broader than just ni'ma. Allah is brother than just favors or blessings. And then you have ayat. Ayat. The ayat that Allah is mentioning here. The creation of the heavens. Ayah. The creations of the earth is ayah. The alternation between the day and night is ayah. The fulk التي تجري في البحر. You will see here. The ships that sail in the sea. Ayah. There are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Allah say in Surah Al-Isra? سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا. And from His signs is that He created from you your mates. So these ayat are broader than Allah. And Allah are broader than Na'ma. This is all, you know, signs to make you ponder into the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Jannah is ayah. Malaika, their ayah. An-Nar is ayah. So these Allah or these ayat are al-alamat ad-dalla ala qudrati Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azamati. When we talk about ayat, these are signs that really indicate the true absolute power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can create the heavens? Who can create the hellfire? Who can create the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know this angel that the Prophet describes? He says between his earlobe to his shoulder is the distance between the heaven and earth. He's only between here and here. Eight of them are carrying the throne of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Who created them? Allah. If you're talking about this angel between here and here, it's between the heavens and earth, between the sky and the earth. How about his head, or his hands, or his feet? Ayat. ayat makes you think about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالعاقل يتفكر في هذه المخلوقات. العاقل, the intellect, the one with the intellect, because Allah said at the end, ayat for those with sound intellect. So the people with a good brain, because you see we're sitting here. Go to the hospital. You see people who lost their minds. They call them lemon. It's like a lemon, they say. What's a lemon? يعني like a vegetation state. They cannot distinguish between this and that. خلاص, they lost their brain. They were doctors and they held PhDs. But subhanAllah, all of a sudden, خلاص, Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, tested them or, you know, it's libtila. And then they lost their brain. They lost their intellect. They can't. So this aql that Allah has blessed you with is ayah min ayatillah. But here's the problem. When you use the aql in something that contradicts the ahkam of Allah Azza wa Jal, when you start saying, no, this ayah doesn't make sense. No, this hijab was a long time, now it doesn't make sense. These 5 daily prayers, but no, it doesn't make sense because when you are in the middle of the work, you don't tell me to leave my work because I'm helping the ummah. It doesn't make sense for me to, you know, to come. Here's when you use your brain, when your brain, in fact, deludes you. It just takes you astray. Or when people of, like at the time, after the death of Rasulullah, they started making up things and they started saying, no, this is not what it means, it means this. Like Al-Murji'ah or Al-Mu'tazila. No, this ayah does not mean this. Or this name of Allah, As-Sami', it does not mean this. The Sami', no, you can't say Allah is Sami'. Allah is Sami', yes, but it does not mean that he has ears. He hears. You cannot liken Allah to His creation. That's true. We don't liken Allah to His creation. But we believe that He sees or He hears in a way that befits Him. Because there are other sects who say, you cannot say that Allah, yes, He hears, but it means this. When you say Yadullah, the hands of Allah in the Quran, they interpret it as the Rahmah of Allah. You don't interpret. It is as it is, as Allah mentions it in the Quran. Because they say, no, it does not befit Him to say that Allah has hands, that Allah has eyes. We affirm that Allah has eyes. We affirm, as from the Sunnah and Jama'ah, we affirm that Allah has hands, as He says in the Quran. But hands or eyes or ears, that befits Him. We can't say it like my ears, a'udhu billah, or the hands like Imam Malik, in the Maliki Madhab. When they say, you know, the hadith that says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, when the people, the hearts of the people, they are between the hands of Allah, He switches them between kufr and iman. And then when somebody does this with his hands, they chop off the fingers. Why? Because they liken their fingers to the fingers of Allah. This is that Allah Azza wa Jal, the hearts of mankind are between two fingers. Hadith sahih. Hadith sahih. The hearts of mankind are between two fingers of the fingers of Allah. And then if somebody does this, two fingers of the fingers of Allah, we point into his fingers, Imam Malik cut off his hands, his fingers. Why? He likened them to the fingers of Allah. We affirm, but with what Allah befits him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ayat, inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard, this is ayat, we believe in them as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, la ayatin liqawmi ya'qilun, ayat to the people of sound intellect. They reached the, as I mentioned, like they said, even they claim that they walked in the moon, or on the moon. Ya akhi, you walked on the moon, huh? And you saw all these things that we and I, you know, we only see on TV or whatever, but you were there live. And how can you still not believe in Allah, the Creator? How about when you flew into the air in that rocket and then you looked back and then this earth that you were living in became floating in nowhere? Who's holding this earth? Have you thought about this, brothers? Right, you see the earth like space and whatnot, galaxies. They're floating, they're rotating. Who's holding them? We're sitting here, I'm talking to you, we're sitting down, but we are actually in this It's like a bubble. It's around, it's like a bubble. Earth is like a bubble, right? And it's floating. Do you feel it floating? Do you feel it? Imagine, and it's going in a very, imagine, it's going in a very high speed, this earth. But we don't feel it. And who's holding it? Who's master keeping all this? And then you reach all these science and technologies and you still say that there is no God. Or that Jesus is God. Or that Moses is God. How can you? أين عقولهم؟ انشغلت بالدنيا. الدليل قال ولو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. الله أكبر. Where is their brain? Their intellect? What happened? Why? Why? Busy with the dunya. Because on the day of judgment they will say لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. سورة الملك. They would say if we were to hear, to listen, and to think, we will not be in hellfire today. Can't you say, you hear now, can't you? You have ears, can't you? You hear? Yes, we do. But some people hear with their ears and some people hear with their hearts. So they will say on the day of judgment, if we had ears and if we had an intellect, like a sound, like a brain, we will not be amongst the people of hellfire. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers, before you go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned the sky first. And then he mentioned the earth next. When he says inna fi khalqi as-sama', first he says as-sama', and then he says al-ard. Even that, it's beautiful in itself. Like I said, everything is meticulously chosen as it was supposed to. Which is more important, this earth or the sky? You're a person, human being. You're made of a body and soul. So when a person dies, where does the soul go? The souls go to the sky, to the heavens. It goes up. It doesn't stay on earth. Subhanallah. And then when the person is buried, then the soul comes down. But when the person dies, the soul comes out and it falls up into the heavens to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So which is more important? You as a body or the soul? من أهم من أعظم الروح أم البدن؟ Of course it's the soul. Because when a person dies, it becomes a corpse. Then you have to bury that person. It is the soul that gives you that importance, that subhanAllah, that value. If it was not for the soul, you have no value. You become, astaghfirullah, jifa. People have to bury you because you will smell. So what brings you, what gives you this qima, this value, is your ruh. And the ruh goes up into the heavens. From the heavens, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends down the rain. It is why a sky is more important than the earth. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ The sama comes your rizq. وَمَا تُعَدُونَ So Allah mentions the sama first, and then the ard. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ الْآيَاتِ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ Another few minutes, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe 5 minutes. Just I want to finish this ayah, inshallah. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the rain sent down by Allah after the death, from the skies, reviving the earth after its death. يعني look, there's sometimes when there's no rain, what happens? A drought happens. So when a drought happens, the earth is like sort of like, is dead or dead now. So Allah Azza wa Jalla sends down the rain to revive that which has been dead. So the rain is the sign of livelihood. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ And we send down from the water, from the ma, everything that has life in it. Think, ponder, how can you not worship Allah Azza wa Jalla? How can you not pray? And even if you pray, how can you not pray on time? Look, this is Allah Azza wa Jalla who's made in all this. بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْفُلْكِ Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about al-fulk, ships. The ships that that sail. You see, even the ships that sail, people of intellect, they see the khair that comes from these ships. The ships, they carry good that planes cannot carry. These huge ships, do plane carry oil? Do they? These barrels and barrels and containers of oil, right? Does Air Canada carry them? ما ينفع الناس with that benefits people. So when you look at a ship, this huge. Sometimes today we see these plane carriers. What do you call them? Huh? Yeah, these ships that carries not containers. Huh? Huh? Yeah, aircraft carriers. They like a town inside a ship. People can live for months. They will not need anything. And then comes these other ships, cruises. I know you're going to say that. And comes these cruises. No, alhamdulillah. Unless it's halal. A cruise of I don't know, seven levels, right? Huh? Or even 10 elevators. It's another town within a ship. And it's a ship that's a town that is mobile. It goes from one place to another. And it's got everything. You can live in it for months too. Ajeeb this. We've never thought of this. Bima yanfa'un nas. So look at this ship. It's not like, oh, the Caribbean people are dancing. Ya akhi, those who are dancing, think, ya akhi, who's sailing this ship? Oh, hold on. You think it is the pilot who's piloting the plane? Allah al-Azim, think again. Oh yeah, of course, Sheikh, it is the pilot, because can a plane fly without a pilot? No, a plane needs a pilot, na'am. But it is not the pilot who's flying the plane. Oh yeah, Sheikh, it's the engines. Really? It's technology, man, are you crazy? It's technology, of course, the engines. No, it's not Allah. No, it's not Allah.
The wind.
How about the wind, huh? The ship, the wind? It's not Allah. And then when something happens, what is the first thing they say? Even non-believers, when the ship is sinking, when the plane starts moving, starts shaking, what do they say? Oh God. Even non-believers, oh my God, we're going down. Oh my God. Who's God? What God? So now you say God, not the pilot no more. Isn't it? Think when Allah says, وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. These ships that sail on the sea, in the sea, carrying things that benefit people. Allahu Akbar. وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض رياح شمالية ورياح جنوبية ورياح شرقية ورياح غربية. And Allah talks about the wind. When you look at the wind, sometimes you think it's, oh yeah, the wind, it's something could be scary, could be deadly wind. But this wind also has khair in it. This voice that's coming out of my mouth now reaches your ears. It needs wind for the sound to come out from my mouth to you, to reach you. The wind. It's khair. It's a sign. It's ayah min ayatillah. The wind that moves the ships that you said, the wind that moves that let this plane glide into the air. The ayat li qawmi yaqilun. Ayat, signs for the people with intellect. And right after that, brothers and sisters, Allah mentions very dangerous ayat. Very critical, very, very critical ayat. Right after this ayat, talking about the creation, and he says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَدَّادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. How can you? The next ayah says, and amongst people, there are some who love their that which they worship. It could be an idol more than they love Allah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. يعني look, after all this that Allah has created, you love someone else other than Allah. You worship someone else other than Allah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and from amongst people, there are those that will talk about what is nit. I will only summarize it now until next week, inshallah. What is nit? Anything that you love, and that particular thing which equates the love of Allah is nit. Anything that you love, and the love of that particular thing is as same as the love of Allah, it is nit. An idol. It doesn't have to be an idol. If you love your son or daughter or wife or husband as you love Allah, same love, it is nid. Your wife becomes nid, becomes like istighfar shirk. Your son and daughter become shirk. You're doing shirk because we're misunderstanding. And unfortunately, a lot of people do, whether you like it or not. Say, no, we love Allah more. La, sometimes you behave like you love your children more. When you do haram for them. When you do haram for your wife. Don't you love her more than you love Allah? Isn't it true? Sometimes, I'm sorry, I'm pinning and it's something deepest. It is the truth. They will not wake their kids up for fun, because let them sleep, because they have a long day, they have to go to school. Oh, they will wake up with a bad mood. Oh, and I'm skin, they will come here. No. Let them sleep. Don't you know? And then when they have a bad grade at school, you become very angry. Very, very angry. And if they tell you we missed Salah, you're like, go pray Salah. Don't do that. No, just pray Salah. Pray. It's okay, Salah. Well, when we went for the Umrah, people, they come. Everybody comes, everybody. Sheikh, is this okay or not okay? Allah Akbar. Sheikh, is this okay, ihram, or no? Is the shoes okay, Sheikh? Or is it going to not ihram? Is this sandals are okay? Or do they have a thread or makhir? Is the belt okay, Sheikh? Is the mask okay, Sheikh? Is it okay to wear it when doing the ihram? Or is it okay to put glasses on? No. Oh, I swear by Allah. Yes, because you want to meticulously make sure that your umrah is accepted, or your hajj is accepted. You don't want to do anything that will invalidate your umrah. But then after the umrah or after the hajj, you come back and you don't ask, is this okay or not okay? Is this halal or not haram or halal? Allah, whatever. Salli, mat salli, ub'ud madad'an. ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله. And Allah says, والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. The believers, they have intense love for Allah. What does that mean? Inshallah ta'ala, next week, بإذن الله, we will carry on this beautiful, beautiful, powerful ayat, inshallah ta'ala. If you have anything that I may have missed, or anything that you may want to share with us that will move us as well, something or a question, please, before we serve the tea, inshallah ta'ala. Ayat min ayatillah, khalq, or anything. You said someone, oh, you told me, but yeah. They will not wake their children up for salah.
For family. Sheikh, one time I was trying to solve a problem between mother-in-law and the son and his wife. And I asked the mother, do you love your son or Allah more? She said, of course, Allah. Said, okay, so why are you causing all this trouble?
Of course I love Allah.
Everybody care about Allah. Yeah. Allah didn't ask you to do all this trouble. Yeah.
No.
And then she was
we
shocked.
Say it by tongue, you know, we call it the mouth service or lip service. Yeah. You know, lip service.
Exactly.
We just say, well, I love Allah. Of course I love Allah. And you do this. I love Allah. When I went to perform your nikah, I did your nikah. And then as soon as we started reading the Quran, you did this. Hijab, huh? And as soon as the Quran you removed the hijab. Where's the sheikh? He left. Ya Allah, turn the music on. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَخِذُ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدَّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. No, it's all, استغفر الله, it's not okay. But I'm just saying that here's a reality, a bitter truth that we need to wake up from. So when you claim you love Allah, maybe the question is, does Allah love you? Because everybody claims I love Allah, but does Allah love you? Inshallah, yes. Inshallah. We stayed here, alhamdulillah. By the way, you stayed here, it's a sign that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you. Allahumma laka. Because at the end, an angel will call and say, go, leave, you're being forgiven. So it's very, very powerful, very profound to think about this. So that we can think of that which we're doing that is maybe wrong and say, astaghfirullah, ya Rabbi, forgive me. Have you ever told at least your daughter or your wife who does not want to wear hijab? I told them, I said, listen, I would, the contrary, before even, no, this is what I want. If you don't want, hijab is not negotiable. Hijab, we don't negotiate hijab. We negotiate qiyam al-layl. You don't want to wake up qiyam al-layl, okay, fine. You don't want to fast Mondays and Thursdays. That's negotiable, that's fine. I don't want to pray for Fajr. That's not negotiable. We don't negotiate these things. This is khalas. We negotiate other stuff, you know, the things that will elevate your ranks in Jannah. If I don't, you know, have you ever told them at least, haram, this is wrong? You tell your wife or your husband who's doing haram, I have to tell you, you're going to kick me out, but I have to tell you, I don't care. Please, feel Allah Azza wa Jalla. And at least you've done your thing. Your children, they don't want to listen to you, but tell them. Tell them. At least you free up yourself before Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Rabbi, I did and I said and they don't listen, but I tried.
What if a wife doesn't
want to
listen?
You did your thing. Because like I said, initially when you went to sign your contract with her, a marriage contract, You accepted her as is, or as she was. And now Allah guided you, and then you want her to wear niqab.
Yeah.
No. You take your time. Because you accepted her as she was. If you, before the contract, and he says, I want the hijab. Inshallah ta'ala. And then she agreed, and that's it, because it was in the contract. But before the contract, you accepted her as is. And now Allah guided you. And then you say, oh, we did not know that hijab was, now hijab is fard. You know, and then she says, all right, I'm not ready for this. So don't, no, you have to be patient with her. You cannot say that. You have to be patient until Allah guides her. Shway, shway. But this is what really sometimes irritates me. But enter, before you married her or him, you knew sister he used to smoke. Why did you marry him? You knew sister he used to not pray. Why did you marry him? Don't come and complain now that, oh, now Sheikh, you know, and then when they want to divorce, they bring you all justification. He doesn't pray, Sheikh. He smokes, Sheikh. He comes and says, did you know this about him, sister, before he got married? Before you knew, yeah, right? You knew he didn't pray, but you accepted it. Now, why are you coming asking for it? Khalas. I know, swim. So you jumped, swim, keep swimming. Yeah. Be patient with him. Oh yes, I did, and I was hoping that Allah will guide him. Tayyib, alhamdulillah. Keep hoping and keep praying. Any questions, inshallah ta'ala? Or comments? No? الَّذِي لَا تُصَلِّي هَذِي مُصِيبَة. The one that doesn't pray is musiba.
The wife?
Wife or not wife? Musiba, musiba. Didn't Allah Azza wa Jalla, when we talked about it last in the last session, talking about the musibah, and he says musibah is not like some harm that happens to you or some accident that happens to you. It's musibah, but not praying is a musibah.
Some scholars, Allah A'lam, they say hatta
Yeah, the Hanabila madhab, they are of the opinion that one who doesn't pray is kafir. Because of the hadith of Rasulullah, al-'ahd baynana wa baynahum as-salah, faman taraka faqad kafar. So the Hanabila, they are of the opinion the one who doesn't pray is kafir, and the evidence is from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? So then comes in, here's the problem, or here's the explanation. إذا قال أنه ما في صلاة أو قالت ما في صلاة كفر ولكن إذا قال لا صلاة موجودة بس أنا يا رب يغفر لي ويهديني هذا كسر هذا نقول كفر دون كفر كفر دون كفر يعني لا شك أنه it's a major sin يعني كبيرة من الكبائر. When somebody says there is no such thing as salah, it doesn't exist. Oh, that's kufr from all the madahib, mafish. Somebody who declines one pillar, that's kufr right there. But if he says, I don't pray, may Allah guide me, I know, but I'm wrong, may Allah. We go with Abu Hanifa, when he says kufr duna kufr, a kufr which is less kufr. You know, we can't tell him he's kafir, but the action that he's doing is kufr. So if she says, she does not pray, now comes my question again, did you marry her knowing that she didn't pray? Or no? Or she was praying and then she stopped? Because for the husband, we'll come back to Hanabila Madhab. Ish Hanabila Madhab, who says he's kafir. That means, sister, you're marrying a kafir, you can't. You have to divorce him. If he dies, he cannot be buried with the Muslims. Why? He's kafir, right? He's the Hanabila Madhab. But if you knew that she did not pray, or now she was praying and then she says, I don't want to pray no more. Leish? La samah Allah. It was, why all of a sudden you don't want to pray? It's salah, yani. It's not for me. It's not, it's for Allah. You're doing it for yourself. If I hear where you need some patience, talking to her or to him, asking him, may Allah Azza wa Jal will guide him.
May Allah guide them.
Please join me for some tea, barakallahu fikum.